right. Chuck jumped at the chance. Beth threw her arms around Chuck.
Dottie, can you please tell the person on the phone the bungalow is no longer available? I asked her, knowing that she'd set this whole thing up. It wasn't the first time someone was on the fence about renting either a lot or a bungalow, and Dottie pulled the old someone wants to rent now trick, making it a tad more urgent for Chuck and Beth to say yes. All of us turned around when we heard quick toots of a car horn, followed by a couple of long beeps from a fast-paced carload of people driving up from the entrance of the campground.
"Woohoo!"
said a young man with a big smile, dangling his arm out the window. There was a beer in the grip of his hand and a flashy watch on his wrist. The car came to an abrupt stop. I sucked in a deep breath and let out a slight moan. This wasn't the impression I wanted Beth and Chuck to have on their first camping experience.
"Guys, settle down," said the driver, who was also a young man,
as he tried to calm down the others after they all started to celebrate their arrival. He got out of the car and stuck his head back through the driver's side window to give the group one last scolding.
"Why don't we go ahead and get you registered?"
I gestured for Beth and Chuck to follow me into the office. I glanced at Dottie.
"Why don't you see what they want?"
I suggested, knowing she didn't take a whole lot of bull and would send them on their way.
"I'll be more than happy to do that."
The look of satisfaction on her face made me smile.
"Sorry about that."
I wanted to make sure Chuck and Beth knew Happy Trails was a nice, relaxing place with fun, not rowdy guests. There was an immediate need for me to apologize. The office space wasn't big. It was just a small, open space with metal files and two desks. There was a big window on each wall, which made it easy for us to see all sides of the campground while we were in there.
"Here are some papers I need you to fill out."
I handed them a clipboard with all the papers and a pen tied around the metal clip with a piece of yarn. "This one is for the rental agreement. It has all the particulars about trash and how you need to leave things after you check out."
I flipped through each page as I pointed out what they were. "I'll need a copy of your license for safety purposes if you're going to be going hiking. Not that we've lost a hiker," I assured them. My eyes glanced over their shoulders, and I could see that the car of boys had emptied out. All of them were standing with their arms crossed, arguing with Dottie.
"While you fill those out, I'm going to go check on Dottie." I didn't want those boys to bring any undue attention to the campground, especially since they were here during our monthly themed party. I shut the door behind me.
"Is everything okay out here?"
"I want to see the owner, and she won't let us,"
the one I recognized as the driver told me.
"I've had a reservation for me and my friends for months. It's my bachelor weekend."
"They don't have their reservation number."
Dottie's eyes lowered. She wasn't too trusting of people, and it made her a great office manager.
"William Hinson."
I stuck my arm out for him to shake.
"Yes, that's me,"
he said with a calm voice and straightened his shoulders a little more.
"Do you have our reservation?"
"I do. Remember the reservation that was booked for 2 weeks because we don't do middle-of-the-week reservations for the bungalows?" I looked over at Dottie. Whoever had booked the bachelor party had reserved the bungalow way in advance. "Mr. Hinson's bride sent a few items for you and your friends ahead of time. A couple of days ago, we'd gotten a big package in the mail from William's bride-to-be. It was filled with snacks, movies, and gear for hiking and fishing."
"She did?"
He grinned. The other four boys patted his back.
"He's got a good one."
I recognized the one that was flailing his arm out the car window earlier.
"Jameson."
He nodded at me.
"My name is Jameson Todd Downey."
"I get that. I'm May." I wasn't about to give my full name, which was Maybelline Grant West. It wasn't uncommon for Southerners to give you their full names upon introduction. The more we talked, the less rowdy they were, just excited.
"You've got these yahoos."
Dottie wasn't very forgiving when a first impression made her cringe. I could feel the tension coming off her shoulders as they hugged her ears.
"I will take them to their bungalow while you finish up with Beth and Chuck," I said to Dottie. It was nice to be able to team up with Dottie. She'd been